Jesus, we thank you so, and Lord, I'm so grateful for the unity that is in the Spirit. Lord God, thank you how you've embraced us. Thank you, Lord, that today truly you've set this hedge upon your people, Lord God. Thank you that we come in here today, Lord God. Yes, a new year, but Lord, our salvation is new every day. Lord, thank you how complete that salvation is. Thank you, Lord, for your saving power because it's the love of God to us. And thank you, Lord, that it's all in your Son, Jesus. God, thank you for this moment, Lord, that you've brought us into. And Lord, may it be all by your Spirit, Lord, the power of your might, Lord God. Hearts open today, Lord Jesus, to receive more of the truth in love. Lord God, the simplicity, Lord, that I love you. Lord, I thank you for that, Lord God. Help us to open our hearts to it more, Lord God, that you just love us. And oh, the depths, the endless depths of your love and what that has brought to us and what that is bringing us to, Lord God. Oh, and what it will be in the exceeding riches of your grace, Lord. Oh, your kindness to us. Oh, in the ages to come, Lord God, what a time it will be. Lord, help us to get excited about that. Help us to have that for the mark, the prize of the high calling of God. You, Lord Jesus, to win you, Lord God. Oh, may it be our passion, Lord, like never before. May it just so be ingrained in our hearts, Lord God. Oh, that you're written, Lord, through and through in us. Oh, that may we win you. Lord, we know this is of you. We know it's of your desire. Lord, we know it's only by your grace. Lord, we commit this to you, every life, Lord God. Thank you that we are not our own, but we're yours. We're bought with your precious blood. And it's in the name of the one who shed his precious blood, Jesus, we say thank you. And amen. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Open your Bibles up to Romans 15 today. And praise God how the Lord so sweetly dealing with my heart for this sermon he wants for us this morning. And I've been thinking about a lot of things and how the Lord's been visiting with us. God, I just thank God how he does it. But we're in a time in this world that maybe the pessimistic attitude has never been so great. Whether it's about our future, our country's future, people absolutely negative. The job outlook, the government, maybe even expectations, brothers and sisters, that things will only get worse. And it was at that precise moment that the Lord so encouraged my heart to go to this portion of Scripture. Son, remind them, remind yourself to abound in hope. To abound in hope. Let's read from the fourth verse of the 15th chapter of Romans. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. He really had a thought of us, didn't he? That we through patience, and we know what works patience, little tribulation, huh? And comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Really lay hold of that. If you didn't have the trying of your faith, if you didn't have that need for comfort, brothers and sisters, you wouldn't have need for the gospel of Christ in your life. He knows what he is doing. He knows the way you take. Now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. See, not according to your opinion, but according to Christ Jesus. Think about it. That's how he wants us to receive and think of one another as he thinks of us. You should be quiet. That's something pretty awesome, isn't it, now? But see, but God, he can do this. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another,
as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles, here we go, might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto them thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Esaias saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now, listen to all that. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Happy New Year. And see, brothers and sisters, that's it. If we're ever going to abound in hope, you got to believe this is yours. This is not just on a page. This is not just the Bible. This is the Word of God to me. This is mine. These are my promises. Praise be to God. This is him speaking to me, not a far off time. He was thinking of me then, but he's speaking to me now. Listen to the word of God. It's so beyond perfect in his love for you. Now, he knows you, and he knows you need comfort now. As Job said, I have heard of thee. We've heard of him. But now mine eye seeth thee. Amen. Help us to see you more and more today. But see, brothers and sisters, what God has set before us this morning is we must first see that he is the God of all hope. That he is the God of all hope before you're ever going to abound in hope. When you're thinking that you're going to place your hope in man or something man's going to give you or that man has set before you, you're not going to abound in hope. You're going to abound in a temporal happiness that will rob you and you'll be very sorry for. Cease from your own works and enter into the rest of God. Abound in the God of hope. I love this, brothers and sisters, and I think about how assured his hope is. See, God's hope and man's hope are two completely different things. They're not even in the same realm. Man's hope is an if. Man's hope is a maybe. Man's hope is it might happen. But God and his hope, it's done. His hope is finished. His hope is not an if. It's just when it's going to come to pass. Brothers and sisters, God help us to start believing the word of God. That he is for you. That he loves you. That you are the apple of his eye. That this wonderful word, praise God, is speaking to you right now. And see, brothers and sisters, when we really begin to abound in hope, and I pray, God, he's had me on my knees this week, Lord, for my own life, for your flock here, Lord God. Help this to convict our lives today. But when we abound in hope, brothers and sisters, we are joyous people. You're joyous when you abound in the hope of the Lord. You cannot help but be. You're not long-faced anymore. You're not worried about the things of this life. You're not caught up in judging one another or comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. He supplies all your need and you're satisfied. You're completely content, praise God. You're looking to the truth and you're knowing that that breath that you just drew was so perfectly ordered, everything in your life that brought you to that moment. That precious moment where, Lord Jesus, it's only you.
And it couldn't have been any other way to praise him in the perfection of his love to you. God help us, huh? You see why we need grace? Grace to give us faith. Grace to see the love of God. Grace to see that he's not just some far off and omnipotent God of all, which he is. But most importantly, he's my Savior. Oh, he was made flesh and he dwelt among us. Oh, that word, this is mine. These pages, praise God, they're his love letters to me. Oh, hallelujah. The champion of my faith. How he walks with me and he talks with me. I met a sweet little lady at a wedding a couple nights ago. Her name was Esther. And oh, what a joy. God snatched her, I believe it was right out of Colombia, down there in South America, 50 years ago, and just brought her here and continued to fill her with the joy of the Lord as her strength. I'm thankful to Jesus. And she said in her testimony, he talks to me constantly. I visit with him moment by moment. I'd never met her, but I knew her as well as I knew anyone. You're bone of my bone. You're flesh of my flesh. Hallelujah. We're in that same precious body. Hallelujah. Compacted, tightly fit. The one true God. These kids get excited about, oh, I got this new connection device. I've got 4G. I've got this and that. Man, I got face to face. I don't have to wait for a connection. I'm already in it. It's flowing. I'm so thankful. Oh, I'm part of the precious body of Christ. And that head, doesn't it just pour the sweetest? It's supplying. Everything is from him. We are so taken care of. So richly given because of his love to us. Not because of anything I did. I've got mistake after mistake. I've got unbelief after unbelief. But behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb that fulfilled it all. Oh, I'm so thankful to God. Oh, I'm so grateful for, again, Gentiles, be grateful for his mercy. His mercy to us. And oh, how merciful he is, brothers and sisters. I am thankful to God for this. But see, where we were was, you know, when we really abound in hope, brothers and sisters, we're happy. I don't know how to explain it, but you're joyous. Look for that evidence in your life. Now, I'm not saying that we don't go through sorrowful times. I'm not saying that we don't hurt. My goodness, when you love with the love of God, you hurt as in going to the cross hurting because you're suffering together with Christ. But there's always a joy that was set before you. I am confident upon the face of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There were smiles now and then as he walked and as they nailed him to the cross. Oh, I'm bringing many sons to glory, Father. They're coming to you. Oh, my goodness, that's the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts. If you'll take it this morning, he will draw you out of the ashes. He will have you rising up and praising him with your lips and with all that is within me to praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness, it's just so real and rich that we're immersed in the peace and the joy of believing. Christ is in you in that. That's your faith. He is that to you. All of that joy and peace in believing that he shared. Oh, praise God as he walked to the cross as they put the nails in his hands. That's the faith that you have. It's Christ in you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions here. I want you to think about these. What is there to fear
What is there to fear? If God be for me, who can be against me? Really, come on now. Let's embrace that today. Not just a nod of the head, but Lord, let me apprehend this. This mind. What is there to fear? What am I worrying about? If God be for me, who could be against me? Come on now. I don't care if it's the landlord. I don't care if it's the boss I had or don't have. I don't care if it's food that I'm thinking, oh my goodness, where it's going to come from. Oh, this is the God that set out all the manna every day. It is. Hallelujah. And he'll do it. He'll not have you begging for bread. You trust him. You trust him. He's faithful to his word. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He will not. God does not lie. God does not lie. Where is worry, brothers and sisters? Where is worry if I'm believing Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God? Where is worry? There isn't any, is there? It's just swallowed up and it's gone. Even if you're going to take it for the next 20 minutes, take it. You need it. But I pray you'll go out of here hand in hand with it, because it's holding you all the time. It never leaves you. It's just, are you going to turn to it and say, yep, that's mine. Yep, it's with me. Oh, hallelujah. How about doubt? How many times we doubt? We start to believe, but then we doubt. What's going on in our lives when he's told you? And I believe many of you, he's told you as he's looked right into your eyes. A table set for two. I will withhold nothing good from you. Is he a deliverer or not? Come on. I'm looking at my like precious faith brethren. Where are we? Are we in Jesus' way? You know it. Now come on. Stir up the gift. Stir it up. Let's go out through all the land. There's acreage out there. Oh yes, there is. Endless. Amen? All right now. Now, there is no peace, there is no rest, and there is no joy in unbelief. There's none of that. That's an awful trio. It's got to be but God. Come on now. God, help us to get full of the Word of God. God, help us to pray, Lord, give me more of a desire to hear the gospel of Christ. And you got to listen to that, the gospel of Christ. You know it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Do you know you need power? Let me tell you something, you need power. You're powerless, but he's all powerful. And we need the power of God. And we need the power of God like we've never needed the power of God before, brothers and sisters. We need his saving, overcoming power. And the beautiful thing is it's right there. Again, it holds you. It's just embracing it. It's just the light switch on the wall. It could be dark in here. And I say, oh my goodness, it's dark in here. It's dark in here. And you look at me, well, you're nuts. Go turn on the light. All of the power is there. It's hooked up. It's supplied. It never runs out. Flip the switch. Turn it on. It is so wonderfully awesome what God can do. He's ready to do it. He's able. He's perched. And all he's saying is, listen to me. Listen to me. The power of God is there for you. Yes. Oh, yes. It's so awesome. But brothers and sisters, see, without this power, and you have to understand, the power of the God is his love. That's his power. It's love power. See, love gets you through everything.
Love satisfies you, and it does, even naturally speaking. You see about these great love stories with these kids and different ones and these couples. And I'm thankful to the Lord, and I do give him all the credit because that's where all the credit's due. But they might be stripped of all the things that they tried to build in their lives. I pray that their affections weren't in it. And I see ones that the testimony of that love of God that's in their lives that God gave them. And you praise the Lord for it, and I thank you, couples. Because that's the power of God unto salvation. And I thank God how my Savior allows his children, his sons that are growing up to minister to my heart. See, you're my body. God might not take me personally that way, but he takes me there with you. He does. Know these things, brothers and sisters. See, that's just the enemy telling you, well, you don't know what I'm this, and you don't know what. God knows. God knows. Peter found that out, didn't he? Lord, thou knowest. Brother Job, I love that. Well, I'm at an end of words. I'm going to shut up. And then he turned the battle for him, didn't he? He was always ready to turn it. You just got to shut up. Behold, hallelujah, he's my head. And see, Lord, thou knowest. So don't go telling me what I don't know, because I don't know anything, but my head knows everything. Isn't that good? Oh my goodness, what the enemy, all he does is want to just do this chaotic thing in our lives. He wants to stir up division. Brothers and sisters, we're one. So that's what it is. Let's move on into it. But see, without this power, and it's the love power of God, without a vision of the love power of God, brothers and sisters, it says that the people perish. And the reason people perish is because their love waxes cold. That's it. Every single time. I have dear brethren, and I love my precious brethren, and I'm thankful. I'm not judging, but when your love waxes cold, you're done. There's no life. There's no joy. You're long face. You become a stone. Your stiff neck, it's exactly what it is. My goodness, you got to loosen up. You got to let the love of God come in and change you from glory to glory. You got to quit thinking, oh, this four and no more. Oh, no, 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 no. You got to open up by God's grace. Let him open that heart. The beauty of the love of God. Did you see this? It's towards all the saints. It's all the brethren. And God, help us to show one another love and always be ready. My goodness, brothers and sisters, to bring a cold cup of water. Don't shut them out. I'm not talking compromise here. It's not that at all. We're standing in love. And by God's grace, if the love of God doesn't do it, nothing's going to. That's what's going to get it done in your families. That's what's going to get it done in your life, brothers and sisters. But see, that's the thing, is we've got to face this. And what I'm starting to face more and more, Lord, and I get excited about that. There's nothing in me. There's nothing in me that wants to follow you. People, they hear me say that on the phone to them. What? You're a pastor? You don't want to follow the Lord? No, no, listen to me. Listen. This is what God can do. I'm giving you a testimony. But this is your testimony too. There is nothing in you that wants to go after God. There is nothing in you that wants to come to church. There's nothing in you, I'm talking of you, that wants us to fellowship together. But I know of a power of the love of God. Once he gets in, you can't help but coming to church. You can't help but wanting to fellowship together. You can't help, by God's grace, to want to come together and to hear the word of the Lord. I'm just going to sit right here. I might dance over there, but we're going to be right here. Hold on a second here. I knew this was going to have to be a day that this was going to end. I'm not taking your order at a fast food no more. All right. We'll have to figure that out, brethren. I'm sorry. Praise God. I'm free. All right. All right. Let's get on it. We're going to wrap it up now. But Jesus is going to bring this on. And he does, brothers and sisters. And if there was ever a New Year's resolution that'd be on my heart this morning, is God, help us to believe the word of God even the much the more. We need more and more of the Word of God. And Lord, to give me a passion to want to hear the Word of God the much the more. And I'm talking about hearing it with more passion, receiving it with more intensity, and to believe the Lord even the more quickly. Lord God, help my unbelief. Remember how many times we heard that over and over? I kept wondering, Brother Hill, why do you always say that to me? And I was just being ornery at that time. The Lord tells me that moment by moment, honey, I'm here to help your unbelief. I'm here to be quick to believe. You want it? I'm going to chasten you the much the more. I'm going to put you in situations that are beyond you each and every moment. You watch this. You think that you're going along fine here and praise God. There went a wave. Hallelujah. Oh, you thought it over here, Lord. And then I just raised my hands and said, Lord, you got to do this. You got to get me quick to believe in the Word of God. That's all I want to see, because I'm going to get bent out of shape. And I am. I'm going to get twisted. I'm going to get all upset. I'm going to get bitter with these different ones. But Lord, hallelujah, praise be to God. You're so for me. See, brothers and sisters, if there was ever a time that we need joy and peace, it's right now. And I'm not talking about just facing this old world. No, it's to enjoy the Lord. Do you know Jesus wants you to enjoy Him? He does. He wants you to enjoy Him. He don't want you looking at His miracles and all those things. Think about how He was with His disciples and all those that were out there. He could have had them following Him like hordes if He wanted to keep doing the miracles. They would have just come after Him. Oh, will you do this? Can we see another trick? See, that's what it got down to. Because that's what they were thinking it all was. Oh, no, 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 no. I am the Lamb of God. I am the I Am. This isn't about, my goodness, that's not hard for me. My Father, praise God, I spoke this into existence. But I've got a plan for you. Oh, my goodness, see, not a builder whose maker is the man's hands, but no, whose builder and maker is God. I want you coming after that with me. Hallelujah. We're going to go to a time and a place, but praise be to God. There's worship here for you. There's praise. There's growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we close it up, I do want you to notice here, because it is so vitally important, brothers and sisters, it's because of the servant at the well. Know it. No, it's the servant at the well. Praise God. It's that Genesis 24. It's that precious Holy Ghost, isn't it? The power of the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, his brother prayed this morning, and it was just so perfect. Take that Pentecostal power throughout every breath of your life. I'm serious. You got to start praising him. See, people get, oh, well, you don't need to do this, and you don't need to do... Let me tell you something. You need to follow Paul as he followed Christ. And Brother Paul said, I am thankful that I speak more than ye all. Now, brothers and sisters, don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I don't care if your family calls you nuts. I don't care if you get in your closet and they hear the moaning and praising God and all of that. They need to hear it. They need to hear the fellowship. I remember Sister Hill, my precious grandma. She sat behind me in that pew, and she was an odd duck. You know that. Oh, my goodness. She could be cantankerous. She could be a lot of different ways. But I'm going to tell you something about that sister in the Lord. There wasn't a moment that I was around her that I did not hear her speaking with the tongue of men and angels. There was a joy unspeakable and full of glory that kept her even in her orneriness, even when she was trying to just be whatever it was. But praise God how she was used, and everyone that was touched by her life knew that she loved the Lord. And I'm so thankful. It's because of the power of the Holy Ghost. It just holds you. My goodness, brothers and sisters, this is what this is about. And in this day and age, I'm grateful to God. We are beginning to abound in hope like never before. I'm assuring you, brothers and sisters, I fellowship with the sons of God that don't have an ounce of fear anymore. People think we're absolutely nuts. Don't you care about that, brother? Don't you think about that? Doesn't that alarm you? No! It doesn't, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, there is a passion. There's an abounding, isn't it? An assurance, a rest, a peace, a joy. Whatever it may be, it's growing more intense every moment. All of those things that used to distract me, all of those things that maybe even used to hurt my heart so much that it would defeat me, they don't defeat me anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. Lord, I know that you've got it. I know that you're taking care of this. And this is about a day and an age.
age of growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I got to quit being distracted. Hallelujah. The miracles abound. Healing, absolutely. I know by His stripes I'm healed. I know by His stripes you are healed. I know that the Word of God is true, brothers and sisters. But help us to redeem the time. Oh, the poor, they're always going to be with you. But me, you got me just a little while. We have a vapor. It's a breath, brothers and sisters. The time is running out. I know we've heard this time and time again, but you're greatly blessed to hear it time and time again because God loves you. He comes after you moment by moment. He knows that we're quick to unbelieve. He knows that we're quick to fret and quick to forget, brothers and sisters. But God and His faithfulness, oh my goodness, what He's doing in our assembly. Let's just stand and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Father, thank you. And Lord, it is a happy new year. And the happiness is all because of Jesus. Lord, it's not because we've escaped another year. Oh, no. It's because we're another day closer to seeing your Son. Oh God, this morning I testify of the hands that I know that, Lord, are holding us. Oh, the hands that we held, praise God, as I could sense, hallelujah, the Father and the Son, hallelujah. Oh, just holding this congregation, Lord, and you do moment by moment. I don't need to feel a thing. It's all by faith and all because the Bible tells me so. But Lord, I'm so thankful for the reality that, Lord, we've gathered in your name and you're here and you're so here. And Lord, the anointing's so rich, God. And praise you, Jesus. This is your workmanship, Lord God. It's fun to truly be encouraged and excited about the things of God. Oh, you are the true champion, Lord God. You're the only one. Jesus Christ, the champion of our faith. Lord, help us to cheer you more and more. Help us to lift you up the much the more. Help us to trust you always in all things, Lord God. Being thankful, God. Grateful, God. Help us to cease from the murmuring, Lord, and get with the great love wherewith we are loved. We thank you for this time. We thank you that, again, that you're so in care of us. We thank you that you're so interested in our thoughts, Lord God, and in our praise and in our worship. Lord, you do know. You are touched with our infirmity. Lord, let us know that you are a God. Oh, it's so beyond your care. Hallelujah. Your care for us, we can't even imagine. Lord, help us to truly respect you. Really, I mean, just to reverence you. Of what you've done and who you are. Help us to melt in the love of your Son to us. To be pliable in your hands. God, to truly to be that moistened clay that you will mold and make after your perfect will. We thank you, Lord. Really, there's such gratitude in our hearts today. I'm about ready to burst, Lord God. About ready to burst. And all we can do is thank you for it because we know it's you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.